Good morning, Laguna Beach. Welcome to Stairway to Heaven. My name is Don Shortino, pastor of Laguna Beach Networks. And each week we look at a song lyric or two, recognize these lines of heart cries or prayers that are common to humanity. They're what I call themes of the heart concerning our journey here on earth. Life's a journey that invites and demands us to find answers beyond ourselves, giving us the love and help we need so that we can live in love as God intended. Today I want to continue a series that we started last week, the story of your life. Last week we began to look at this subject of the journey of your life. We talked about it's our journey, it's our story, it's our destiny, and it's our legacy to leave to others. Each day is, you know, part of the bigger picture of the story, and yet each day is a story. So every step of the way, every stage, every season is an important thing because it's pages that are making our journal, if you will, a journal of our journey, our story. It's the storybook of, put your name there, it's your destiny. And so it's very important. It's not a casual journey. It needs to be an intentional one. It needs to be one, I believe, we take serious so that we can do our part in accomplishing the things we're supposed to do. And when it's all said and done, we can have no regrets how we've lived our lives, because we've lived a good life, a full life, one that was productive, one that was fulfilling and even fruitful, in the sense that we're helping others, having a purpose beyond ourselves. So to me, this is such an important focus. It encompasses every aspect of our lives. Who am I? What am I to do? Who will be my friends, my lovers? Where am I to live? You know, all the things like this. What am I to do in the way of vocation? How do I use my talents, my gifts, my personality? Where do I fit? Where do I flow? All those kinds of things that really feed us and that are important to us. I believe they're heart cries, you know, that we all have. And we're looking for answers on this because, again, life is a journey, but it's also a discovery upon discovery upon discovery. Each step of the way is teaching us. We're discovering many things about ourselves, about God, about people, about life, about the steps and the stages of my life, and all the things that we need in the way of answers. And so growing in all these areas of our lives is really an important thing so that we can mature, and in maturing we're able to apprehend more, take more of what's before us. I taught on this yesterday in a little group that we have, that what prepares us for the future is today. And so participating in today and doing what we're supposed to do today is preparing us for tomorrow. And it's maturing us. It's our spiritual muscles are growing, and we're being ready for the more of life that I believe is ours to receive. And so we talked about last week as well that God being the author of our destinies, of our lives, and being the shepherd of our journey. We looked at two scriptures in the Bible, one in the Old Testament and one in the New Testament. And it says, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. That was in the Psalm. The other one here is, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me. I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart, and I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And so today I want to talk about that particularly. I want to talk about the journey, how the journey invites us to reach out to find God and his help. In the invitation each week, the introduction rather, of my Stairway to Heaven introduction, I always say that life's a journey that invites and demands us to find help outside of ourself. And so that's the nature of spirituality. And so we are spiritual people, and we hunger for spiritual connection. So it's real important that we understand the way God designed life is that life will have times where we're going to need help beyond ourselves, that we're going to need to have a connection bigger and greater than ourselves for help and for love and for fulfillment. And so that's the way God designed it. And so he uses life and the various seasons and aspects of life to get us to reach out beyond ourselves. And we do that horizontally and find friends and lovers and people to help us. And that's a good thing. But there's a greater help. There's a greater love. And that's what we talk about here on Stairway to Heaven, that we're connecting with the God of Heaven, and he comes to help us. And so today, we really want to talk about how the journey invites us to reach out to God and his help. So again, I want to listen to the lyrics, look at the lyrics, and then listen to the song, The Story of Your Life by Matthew West. It's a real good song, and I probably use it every time we're going to do this weekly series. Is this the end or only the beginning? The second chance you never thought you'd get. The question is, will you do something with it or spend your days lost in your regret? This is the story of your life. You decide how the rest is going to read. This is your chance between the lines to redefine what kind of legacy you leave. This is the story of your life, and it's a story worth telling. Breathe in deep. Feel your heart with breathing. Let's go see the reason you're alive. I like that. Oh, you are here, and love is up to something. So take your fear. Leave it behind. This is the story of your life. You decide how the rest is going to read. And so enjoy this song.
beginning.
I really like that song. It continues to speak to me and challenge me in a good way. You see, I believe that God made us to have a relationship with Him, and I believe we are not to do life alone. You've heard me say that many times, that we're not to do life alone. So the journey is designed by God to have us reach out and find a God who loves us, wants to help us to do life. This is, I believe, God's best for us. And once we have experienced God's help, it becomes an invitation to relationship. And so the needs we have become the way that God reveals Himself and His love to help us. And as we begin a relationship with God, we get to experience a greater perspective and promise that my life matters to God and is important. And so this whole idea of when we make a spiritual connection, when we begin to receive God's help, greater help than a human help can bring to us, God comes and helps us. Remember the song by Billy Foreigner, or Journey, looking for a miracle in my life. And so, you know, there's times when our heart is going to cry out for love, for fulfillment, for purpose, questions and answers that we have. Sometimes we're going to be pinned against the wall and in a corner and really needing a miracle. And so that's when we begin to exercise our spirituality and cry out for help beyond ourselves. And that's when we begin to experience a God who listens and hears and wants to respond and help us. And as we get a bit of a track record of that, then we get to realize that God is wanting not just to help me, but He's wanting to be in relationship with me. And He wants to be my Father. He wants to be a shepherd, a companion, really helping me through the journey of life. Not doing for us what we're to do ourselves, but helping us to do what we can't do for ourselves. Because if we're going to receive all the good that I believe God has for us, then we're going to need His help. We're going to need His help to stay on the path. We're going to need His help to face things, not alone, but with His help to begin to believe that we can have these things and we can do the hard work that we have to do and then see Him do the rest. And I've lived this way for many years now, and I have no regrets. It's a very intentional way of living. It's a very surrendered way of living. It's a way of living that is not hiding. It's not putting ourselves in a small world. But it's a belief that our world, as we know it, is to be bigger and to grow and there's more. And so that's the way I'm always living. And I'm believing that God is the shepherd who wants to bring me into the more. And so one of the things I see myself is I'm a student of this journey. I take it serious every day. You've heard me pray my prayer, Father, I don't want to miss you today, because I believe He's the one who leads me in the day and wants to give me good gifts, wants to help me, wants to show me many things about myself, about others, about what He has for me today, the responsibilities of today, to do my life better, be a better husband to my wife, father to my children, grandchildren, to be able to serve in ways that are more like Him in the way of loving people and understanding people and having resource of wisdom and kindness and generosity to help people. And that's my role here in Laguna Beach. And so to become a student of the journey, one being taught by God as we do life together, He becomes a teacher. And so for me, you know, as I continue to grow older, I can experience a maturity. I can experience and look back and say, boy, I've been taught a lot. I have a resource of and from the journey. And God has taught me many good things, and He's spared me and helped me from not making major left turns or going down the wrong paths and making mistakes. One of the things I come to learn, and I call it Adonism, and that is unnecessary suffering is unnecessary. And so by ourselves, it's easy to make mistakes. It's easy to have unnecessary suffering. And with God's help, he would even say that to us. You don't have to suffer unnecessarily because I'm here to help you and I'm with you. And so for me, it's like learning to take advantage of that. I'm convinced enough to know that God is someone who I trust. He's for me. He loves me. And that was an ongoing discovery and took a long time for me to be in this place of trust and connectedness to him, to do life with him and to allow him to lead me. I don't have suspicion. Will he be good for me? Will he be kind? Will he lead me in the right way? I'm convinced of that now. And so that's been part of my journey, and that's a good success for me in my journey, and it enables me now to kind of hold God's hand, if you will, and let's do this together, having a confidence in God. And then from that embrace and connection, I have a confidence in us together being able to do many good things together. And so I can dream again, and I can believe for more and bigger things. I'm grateful for what I have, but I'm also hungry for more. And I like that kind of tension of gratitude and hunger. Hungry for more and yet satisfied for what I do have, and I'm grateful for what I do have. And so all of life, I believe, becomes a spiritual journey. And then it's also a sacred journey. And so for me, the spiritual heart cry that I have, the heart cry for connection beyond myself, for love and for help and companionship, all those things are satisfied and are working because life's journey has shown me that I'm not to do life alone. And that's the main point I really want to emphasize today, that we don't have to do life alone and that God is really wanting to show himself for us to take his hand and to receive all that he wants to do in the way of helping us. You know, there's a song that from George Harrison called Give Me Love. It was at the Bangladesh concert, and I was there, I think it was 1971 in Madison Square Garden, New York City. And you know, he really was on a spiritual journey, and this song is really all about that. It says, give me love, give me love, give me peace on earth, give me light, give me life, give me hope, help me cope with this heavy load. See, it's this heart cry, it's this prayer. Trying to touch and reach you with heart and soul. Please take hold of my hand that I may understand. Won't you please, or won't you please take hold of my hand that I may understand. And so enjoy this song, and it kind of puts it all together in what I just was speaking of.
Keep me free from birth. Give me hope. Help me cope.
So my prayer for you this week is that you would find God and his help, that you would be a little bit more conscious and aware that in and through your day, the good, bad, and ugly parts of the day, that God is there and he's wanting for you just to be thinking about him, just to be talking to him. I believe he says to you and I, ask me. I'm waiting for you to ask me. I'm working for you to have a need, to have a hunger, to have a question, to have a desire. I'm at work for you to ask me. And when we ask him, and maybe for the first time, maybe for the thousandth time, he's going to be there to respond in one way or the other, and he'll begin to show himself, and then his heart will be seen, not just the provision from his hand and his help, but his heart will be there, and we'll get to recognize that God is the God of love who loves me. And so my prayer is that you will find God in his help this week, that you would ask him to reveal himself in and through your day, in and through the needs, the hungers of your heart, the help that you need to do life. So it was great to talk with you today, and I want to personally be available to offer friendship and help to anyone who needs some. Feel free to call me at 949-328-7230 or come and visit us on a Sunday morning at the Women's Club just behind Ralph's Supermarket at 10 a.m. We're a Christian community in Laguna Beach wanting to be followers of Jesus, making him visible and relevant to our city and beyond. Look forward to talking with you next Sunday at 7:30 a.m., our next Stairway to Heaven broadcast. And also come to Laguna Exchange, our nonprofit store on the corner of Anita and PCH. We're a buy-sell trade store featuring trendy, upscale, vintage clothes for women and men. And profits from the store help us help people in Laguna come into a new season of life. Have a great week.